You hear that slurping, plant friends? That is me on my dregs of my daily dose of greens, courtesy of today's sponsor, Equilibria. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. I always have loved green juice and greens powders. Obviously, I love plants. I love growing plants. I love eating plants. Plants are good for you. And I have tried most greens powders brands on the market, honestly, at this point. I have to say, I'm really loving the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens. I might argue it's probably one of the best tasting greens powders I've ever had, and that says a lot because I've tried most of them. The Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend, along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. There's no way I'm eating 35 fruits and vegetables throughout the day, but I love that I'm getting little doses and the micronutrients that are in each of the different veggies and fruits, right? Plus, they're certified organic, which I love. A lot of the competitors are not. I just mix one scoop of the greens powder into my water every day, and I'm shocked at how delicious this powder tastes. It's kind of like apple juice. I started back on the greens powder bandwagon because this spring, in this like season of rejuvenation, I'm kind of rejuvenating, doing an overhaul of my health. I've returned to my workout routine. I'm getting in more sleep. I've recommitted to my morning practice, and I've made this Equilibria Nutri-Greens part of that morning practice, drinking the powder in water in the morning. Plus, I love a female-founded company, right? Don't we all? If you want to try this greens powder, Equilibria is hooking you up with 15% off. Head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so many other different products on their website. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Doom, do, 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 do. Hi, plant people. Welcome to episode 40 of
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hi, my sweet plant friends. Holy moly. Can you believe that we are at episode 40 of Bloom and Grow Radio? I can't. That's just unbelievable to me. I am so thankful to be continually showing up in your earbuds or car stereos, talking to you about plants. I mean, who's luckier than me? So I felt like it would be fitting to do episode 40 as a plant side chat. For those of you tuning in and maybe you haven't heard what a plant side chat is, they're occasional short episodes that I do that are just me that talk about the life lessons that I learn in the garden and the parallels that I see. Also, just an update on my citrus corner, because you all know that my citrus are my pride and joy. I woke up this morning and Lemony Snicket, my Meyer lemon tree, who just had 40 blooms and is growing about 40 lemons, had spider mites this morning. I noticed half of the leaves dropped this morning, and upon further investigation, I saw those horrible, tiny little red bugs skidding around under the leaves. I'm so thankful for my episode on pest control with Summerrain Oaks of Homestead, Brooklyn. I felt super prepared after kind of re-listening to the spider mite section of that episode. But it just sucked. It just wasn't fun for Lemony Snicket to be dealing with spider mites, especially while he's growing all of these lemons. But apparently with fruit trees, spider mites are actually really popular because they are, I guess, attracted to the fruit. So anyway, I hosed it down with water, and then Espoma Organics, which is an awesome company that I've been experimenting using their products. I really like them. They're a family-owned company, and all of their products are organic. They sent me some horticultural insect soap, and I just doused the plant down with this insect soap, and I'm hoping for the best. So I will keep you guys posted. But this just goes to show we all deal with pests at some point. Doesn't matter what point of your life you're in, what part of your plant parenthood you're in, you're all going to deal with pests. Me too, me included. So anyway, today's plant side chat is short and sweet and is actually inspired by a lesson that Billy learned and experienced this summer that I wanted to share with you. And it's all about pruning. So we all know that pruning is a super important part of our plant care. It can be used to cut a plant back to stimulate growth, Like Chris talked about in last week's episode, when you bring your plants indoors, you can actually prune your plant to prepare it for the change in dormancy. And pruning is all about cutting something back to make space for new lush leaves and flowers to come into existence. So this summer, Billy and I tried growing a couple of new edible plants on our balcony. Some were successful, some were not so successful. The most epic plant fail, I'm going to do a whole nother episode on plant fail, but the most epic plant fail on our balcony garden this summer was we got so excited because we brought home a blueberry bush for our balcony. And upon bringing it on our balcony and posting it on Instagram, a bunch of people wrote me saying that blueberry bushes actually need to be planted with more than one bush because they help with the pollination. So we had one great blueberry harvest of the berries that were already on the bush when we purchased it that grew to full size. But after that harvest, we haven't had any other growth because we don't have space for other bushes. So whoops! But nonetheless, it was a great learning experience. We know to always research the plant before taking it home now, which is a lesson I feel like I'm just going to continually learn because sometimes I do impulse purchases. Speaking of impulse purchases, this lesson is about a different impulse buy I had on the strawberry plant that we grew this summer. So I bought this strawberry plant at a fancy nursery near my mom's house in the middle of the summer and decided to bring it home to surprise Billy after our kind of unsuccessful blueberry bush fiasco. The plant was really epic. It was super lush. It had lots of flowers and then several small strawberries that were already growing and tons of runners piling out of the pot with flowers and more strawberries growing on the tips of those. So I bring the plant home. I repot it in a great hanging basket on our balcony and water it along with the rest of my plants. I did my research. I knew how to care for it. And throughout the summer, I just kind of watched this plant like wither up and die, and I didn't really know why. I was super disappointed because, as I said, the plant already had strawberries growing on it. We were so excited, and those strawberries just all kind of hardened and fell off, and the foliage turned brown. And at that point, after the blueberry bush, I decided I was going to cut my losses, and I just thought, well, I guess Billy and I just aren't berry people. We're herbs and tomato people. And I just kind of forgot about the plant and focused on my herbs and my tomatoes and the lettuce that we were growing super successfully. And I just kind of left the plant to kind of wither off on its own. I know that might not have been the best plant parent move at the time, but that's what I did. And I want to be honest with you guys. So little did I know, one weekend while I was away with some girlfriends, Billy was having some time on the balcony and he took a little interest into this withering strawberry plant and decided to prune the plant back. So he spent a bunch of time cutting off all the dead growth. He really inspected it and really cut the plant back to like a tiny little pipsqueak of a plant compared to the epic plant that I brought home. So when I got home and saw what Billy did, I was super touched that my sweet partner was really trying to help and fix something, but I was like not really expecting anything exciting to happen with the plant. I had pretty much written it off. So a few weeks go by, we have our amazing tomatoes, we have our insanely lush herb garden, all of our lettuce, my secret garden on the roof, and Billy turns to me one day, or I believe maybe Billy called me one day and said, "Maria, the strawberry plant has flowers on it." And lo and behold, the strawberry plant had rebloomed. Billy had cut back all that dead growth and it made space for tons of new growth and flowers that all turned into beautifully ripe, deliciously sweet strawberries. We harvest them and we just reveled over how sweet they tasted. And I think they really did taste sweeter just because that was such a win for Billy. And it was like they were our unexpected sweetness that we could have never kind of even imagined happening. And then the circle of life, the plant started to die back, and that was it. We thought, okay, strawberry season is kind of over. Billy cut the plant back, kind of in prep for next year, and now all of a sudden it's early October as I record this episode, and we have all sorts of new growth in the plant again and all sorts of new flowers, and ideally we're going to have some more strawberries. I don't know with this crazy fall weather in New York City, but it just goes to show you sometimes you just got to give that little extra TLC to actually prune something back and just trust that nature is going to fill it bigger and better than you ever thought. So why am I telling you this story, my plant friends? I know I get mushy and gushy with these plant side chats. The reason number one I'm telling you is surround yourself with people who will do your pruning literally and figuratively when you're too busy or overwhelmed or have given up. That is a really special thing, and I'm so thankful to Billy for believing in the little strawberry plant that could when I was just kind of over it. But more importantly, lesson number two, prune. Okay, so I mean, yes, literally prune your plants, obviously, when they need to be pruned, and don't neglect a dying plant like I did. That's a really good lesson to learn from this whole experience. But what I really mean is, what's going on in your life right now that you could prune back? What feels overcrowded? What are you maybe ready to let go so you can make space for some new lush growth? Is it maybe a toxic relationship or a job you feel unfulfilled with? Or maybe is it a bad habit that you've had and you've been letting slip through the cracks that you know needs to be addressed? The changing of the seasons is this magical time in our lives that signals our souls that it's time for a change. I know every fall, when those first chilly days set in, I feel ready to kind of reassess where I am, who I'm spending my time with, what I'm spending my energy on, maybe what I'm spending my money on. And I find that in my life, there is always something I need to scale back on or eliminate. And you know, it's not necessarily something that's easy or welcome. From a plant perspective, I remember after my Citrus 101 episode on this podcast, I realized that I needed to prune Limey way back to fix his center of gravity because he had these three branches that were very uneven. And I remember the first time I had to prune him, I was terrified. I was so nervous. My prized plant, I was cutting these branches off of this plant, and I didn't know if it was going to actually spur growth. I didn't know if, I mean, I know the science behind pruning and why it was important, but there was part of me that was scared to actually take the snippers and actually snip. But I did prune him back the way we discussed. And with that pruning, he put off so much new growth and he looks like such a healthier tree now. And I've seen that in my life, where this year I haven't taken as many performing jobs, but it's given me the space and time to really grow this podcast and this business and to help all of you green up your lives, which is bringing me so much joy. But taking that step of actually making the cut and trusting that the growth is going to come is not necessarily an easy one. But it's a good challenge, my plant friends. So, in the spirit of transparency, I'm letting you in on what I'm pruning back this season. I am no longer going to let myself sleep late. This is a habit that I've had for my entire adult career because my life as a performer kind of demanded it since we have wacky late schedules. But in this season of my life, it's not really serving me that much. I just have too much stuff I want to accomplish with this podcast and this business on top of my performing career. And in order to do that, I need to wake up and seize the freaking day. So what about you? What are you thinking of pruning back this season? Where can you make space in your life to let amazing things unfold? I'd love to hear from you on Instagram. Please post and let me know what you're going to be working on the post associated with this episode. And I can't wait to see how you all keep blooming and keep growing. Plant friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure you are subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're making sure you're subscribed, why don't you head on over to the review section of whatever podcast player you're tuning into and leave us a review. I would greatly appreciate it. If you want to join the Bloom and Grow Garden Club, head over to bloomandgrowradio.com/garden-club to join the planty fun. When you join, you get a free download of the Keep Blooming print that Molly Mansfield made exclusively for us, and you will also get an email with the password to the private Facebook group, which is what I like to call the plantiest corner of the internet. It is pretty amazing. For behind-the-scenes scoop, plant tips I learn along the way, and sneak peeks of future episodes, follow me on Instagram at @bloomandgrowradio. And plant friends, I'm here for you, so drop me a line if you have an idea for an episode, live event, or maybe if you're a planty business looking to sponsor the show. I am always here to help you keep blooming and keep growing. Mm-hmm. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible, so I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.